Welcome to the Play Your Way podcast. This is your host, Ethan Mace.
I'm your other host, Brian Miller.
And today we are doing a bit of a bonus episode. We're going to be talking about the PlayStation State of Play that just took place and the Pokemon Presents. We'll go ahead and hit on the State of Play first, but before we do that, I want to go ahead and give out some of our socials. Follow us on Twitter at PYW Podcast. Follow us on Instagram at the PYW Podcast. And on Twitch at Playing, PLAYING, Your Way. And we should have a lot of fun there.
Yep. And to preface, this is for the February 2021 State of Play and Pokemon Presents.
Right. All right. So starting off with the State of Play, there were a bunch of games announced for that. So I'm going to go ahead and just list those off. Crash Bandicoot 4 coming to PS5. Returnal, which is a PS5 exclusive. Knockout City, we actually saw that first get announced at the Direct about a week ago. Sifu, Solar Ash, Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach, Oddworld Soulstorm, Kena Bridge of Spirits, Deathloop, and Final Fantasy VII Remake Intergrade, which looks to be them bringing Final Fantasy Remake to PS5.
Yes.
Brian, do you have any of these that like stood out to you?
So, yes and no. Yeah. So the first one that did stick out to me, but I kind of was like, okay, well, you know, all right. But I'm kind of getting interested a little bit more, surprisingly. I think I need to just see more gameplay of it. But mm-hmm. and that's Sifu. Just the idea of a martial arts action game is kind of interesting.
So it seemed to have an interesting mechanic in that, like, watching the trailer, it seemed like when you died, your character aged, which was really weird.
That is weird.
That's how I interpreted that trailer. Maybe that's not the actual case for the game, but it seemed like when he first died, he got older and he grew the beard and his hair got longer, and then every time it would cut back to him, he was older and older and older.
Yeah.
So that definitely is something that seems kind of interesting.
It is, but I'll tell you my hiccup with this, and you might laugh at this, but you have games like Sekiro, you have games like Ghost of Tsushima, you have games like Yakuza, and I can't help but to think of these games when I see this and just look at Sifu as like not as good.
Yeah, I had that same reaction where I was like, it's an interesting idea.
Yep.
That I think has kind of been played on a lot already, and I think I would rather try those ones first. But it did definitely intrigue me. I will say that.
And I know there is a difference, and I don't want there to be a misconception. Like, this is like straight up martial arts. There's no swords. There's no weapons. Like, this is straight up like.
Actually, it seemed like there was some weapons. Like, you could pick up a pipe and use it in the trailer.
Oh, well, then in that case, yeah, forget what I just said.
No. like, the guy who killed him at the beginning of the trailer was using, like, a machete or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I don't know what this game is supposed to be, but it does seem interesting.
Yeah.
A game that stood out for me was Returnal. Watching that trailer, it was kind of trippy, and it looked pretty I know. It looked kind of trippy and a little interesting to me. I want to see more about that game.
If I can remember correctly, our previous conversation was, I think I'm going to stick with Mass Effect.
That was before I saw the trailer to it.
Okay,
That was just going off your description of it.
Yeah,
and I don't know if it was the most accurate description, but
it was a sci-fi-esque third-person shooter.
Yeah, but it's more of a horror, like suspenseful kind of. At least what I got from the trailer.
Yeah, those elements.
I wouldn't quite compare it to Mass Effect, but it seems to ask some pretty intriguing questions and sets up some interesting stuff. So I want to see more about this one. I'm pretty interested in it.
I mean, yeah, you do like the Halos and the Mass Effect, so I thought you would like this. But when I did describe it as kind of those elements, you're like, eh, I'm going to stick with Mass Effect.
But the sci-fi element isn't really even the thing that intrigues me about
it.
Like the trailer where like the house is just randomly there, and I'm like, okay, we got some interesting stuff happening here.
I gotcha. And we just talked about this too. Cover art is a big thing for me, and a lot of these newer games with announcements, you might have a little bit of gameplay. Sometimes you don't have any like in gameplay. You just have like not actual footage of gameplay at the bottom of the screen, and you just kind of have these graphics or animations. Mm-hmm. But you do kind of get to see kind of the art style, and so right. Games like a Sifu did look kind of cool. I mean, Returnal, like this cover art that I'm seeing with the yellow letters, it does look good. I'm liking where they're going with that.
Right. Do you have anything else from this that you wanted to hit on? I got a few things.
So two more from me. I can't speak too much on Oddworld Soulstorm.
Same.
I thought it's just interesting because I think in 2020 I tried to play the Oddworld game that was on the original Xbox.
Right.
And I thought it would, like, I really liked the cover art for it. So I was like, okay, this is intriguing. But then I kind of like saw some like gameplay and played myself, and I'm like, I don't know if it's kind of up my alley. And, seeing this game, I'm just like, yeah, I don't know if it's... But I know for those who like that Oddworld series, this is, I'm sure, a great, great thing for them.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of credit goes out here to managing to revive a franchise that, from what I can gather, has been dead for a very long time. Nothing's just been happening there.
Exactly.
But 2D platforms never have, like 2D with a 3D style, it doesn't really do it a whole ton for me. It's probably not going to be one that I get into.
Yeah.
But I am happy for the people who are big Oddworld fans and are getting this back.
For sure. And the next one for me is Kena: Bridge of Spirits. Okay. This one looked the best to me. I mean, putting Final Fantasy VII aside, this one looked like, okay, I'm intrigued. This looks good. This looks like it'll play good.
Right.
I'm interested.
So when I first saw this, I was only seeing like stills of it, just actual images of it. And it didn't really stand out too much to me.
Yeah.
But then I watched the trailer and I was like, okay, there might be some interesting stuff here. This might be something to keep an eye out for, sure. For me.
All right. Well, are we getting to the elephant in the room?
Deathloop is something I wanted to talk about. And also Solar Ash.
Okay.
But Deathloop is something that I had seen already. I knew it was coming, but it was cool to see another trailer of it. It's a really interesting gameplay, like mechanic in a sort of a way. From what I've gathered, you play as an assassin and you have to kill these certain people, but you're also being hunted and the game is stuck in a loop. So if you die, it seems like everything resets. I don't know how it works with your progress. If you get somebody and then it takes you back to the beginning, you had to get them again. But you're gonna notice a trend here. If you ask a lot of interesting questions in your trailer, or you get me thinking, you're gonna kind of pull me in a little bit. And this one is doing it, and I'm pretty interested to see what they do here.
That's a good point. So for this game, for me, I do like the idea of like you're a bounty hunter, but you're also being hunted. But I will admit, this whole like literal death loop thing is just such a concept that's overused, and I'm seeing it like a lot recently in movies and TV shows. Like it's kind of overused. But hey, if you love it and play it.
Right, and then ultimately, and then the other one that I really wanted to talk about was Solar Ash.
Yes.
Now this one looked pretty. I don't know if I'm gonna play it.
Okay.
But it definitely looked really, really good. And I kind of enjoyed that visual aspect of it. But it also did look fun. It looked fun. You're kind of exploring that world, and you actually do have enemies to fight. It's not like. I know a lot of these games kind of like just go all out on the visuals and there's really not a whole ton of other gameplay around it. But this one actually seemed to have a bit of a gameplay element to it.
Yeah.
And it looked interesting, kind of moving quick and moving with a sense of flow. And
that was the big one for me. And I think they even said like fluidity and yeah, it's fluid and flow. Yep.
Yeah. It looked pretty cool. That might be something to keep an eye on for me.
Yeah. I mean, in the art style, goodness. Great. It's great.
I guess now we want to talk about the final thing that was announced, the Final Fantasy VII Remake Intergrade.
And you'll have more to say about this than I will, but I'm curious to know your thoughts.
Yeah, so we talked about it on the episode that we just recorded, where I kind of had a hard time telling like the visual difference between PS4 and PS5 in some shots. But the main thing that really stood out to me was the Yuffie exclusive, like, I guess DLC in a sort of a way.
Right.
That's only on PS5. Now, I did note in the trailer that they did say they were giving a free upgrade to PS5 if you have the PS4 version.
Right.
But that requires you to have a PS5.
PS5.
Which there still doesn't seem to be too many in the ecosystem right now. So I don't get making, like, I get you want to have something like to draw people to it, you know, but I don't get making like content like that exclusive and console locking it to just the newer generation when there's not enough out there for everybody to get a hold of it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what if they come back at you and it's like, well, it'll be there when you get it.
It sounds like I'm just only going to consume this through like a Let's Play in a sort of way. Like I'm just going to watch somebody play it because like, why?
That's unfortunate.
I'm not going to drop however many hundreds of dollars on a PS5 for just, to play as Yuffie in Final Fantasy VII Remake. Like that doesn't really do it for me.
No, for sure.
But like, even if it was somebody that I was interested in,
yep.
You're like, that's not worth it. One game's DLC?
Question.
Okay.
Persona 5. They only dropped Persona 5 Royal PS5.
Okay, and there's like more content there?
Yep, it's Persona 5 Royal that added content.
Like, okay, like had that just been...
Yep.
So, I mean, like that's a little bit different because it's not just one... That's just not... It's not one DLC.
True.
Thing. There's an entire... a quarter of the game, it's 20 hours of content in just third semester. Not even a quarter, I guess like a fifth or a sixth of the game. In the third semester, plus new stuff that happens in like during like the main game, plus you have new characters and like reworked social like right. It's such a big difference. I feel like that one's slightly more justified. If they did that, I still would be very upset about it.
Yeah.
And I would let everybody know how upset I am about it. But that one's a little bit more justified than, hey, here's our new version. It looks better. And you get a Yuffie DLC.
Yeah. It is unfortunate, honestly, for those who really like this game. I have yet to play this game yet. It's on the wish list. I'm sure I'll get to it jokingly in like 2025, but I'm kidding.
2030, who knows?
Who knows? I mean, honestly, if it's going to be literally PS5, who knows when I'm getting a PS5?
Yeah, that's a great question.
And we've talked about that. I mean, yeah, we want them, but realistically, when should we? When will we? You know, that's up in the air for a lot of people. Right. So it is, but it's unfortunate.
So, yeah, that's the state of play. All in all, I mean, I think a lot of people were, it's the sense I got where that some people were disappointed with it. I actually thought it was decent. It definitely could have been better.
Yeah.
Like comparing it to the direct, I think I liked the state of play a little bit more.
Okay.
But I think it was good. Moving on to the big topic.
Yes.
Big for you and big for me, but way more for you, I think.
Yes.
The Pokemon Presents.
Pokemon Presents. So with the Pokemon Presents, I have my beef with Twitter now, but we can get into that.
We'll talk about that.
But long story short, I mean, first of all, the way that they introduced this Pokemon Presents with making an ode to the, 25 years of Pokemon and just highlighting every single aspect, every item, every game, good job and props to whoever created that. It was great.
It was really cool. And I wish I could have watched it with slightly better quality because the stream just kept buffering constantly. I texted you. I was like, hey, I switched over to the UK stream because that's not buffering and they're further along in the show.
That's a good point.
So in this Pokemon Presents, we got Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. So Diamond and Pearl remakes. Everyone's been expecting it and it happened.
Yes.
And we have, I would call this kind of groundbreaking.
Yes.
Pokemon Legends, was it Arceus? Is that how it's pronounced?
Yep, Arceus. Okay. Boy, oh boy. It's so funny, man. Like, just watching Twitter, like, again, you have to, if you want to be sane, look at Twitter as just get your popcorn and just have fun. Don't don't get in the loop. And so I was able to do that. I was able to see people like their and I get it. I mean, it's Nintendo. So like, it's like go in with low expectations because you might be disappointed. And just people did
impossible,
not.
Yeah.
People did not have even the mindset for, wait, what? I was so focused on Let's Go Johto and Diamond and Pearl Remix. You're telling me there's a Breath of the Wild Pokemon game out of
That's what it felt like. That's what it felt like looking at the trailer of it. So I haven't looked at Twitter yet, like, in after the fallout of that present. Like, did you see, like, what was the general like mindset of like what your timeline looked like once that present was over?
It's changed within the past 2 to 3 days. Okay. The past 2 days. So at first everyone was excited. Yay! You know, we got our Diamond and Pearl remakes. Oh my gosh, my mind is blown away with this Breath of the Wild like Pokemon game. Now, here comes the complaining.
Are people mad again?
People are mad that the Diamond and Pearl remakes are in the chibi style. Like, they don't like the art design.
Okay, I'll say that. That did look really weird to me.
Okay.
But, what? Look, you got what you wanted. You've been asking for it for so long. So, how is this an issue now? Like,
two things, and you'll be able to clear up one of them for me. Mm-hmm. So, I'll go ahead and start with that. And people are comparing it, and rightfully so. I mean, Link's Awakening remake looks phenomenal. It looks a lot like that. And people liked
it. Yeah, people liked that.
People liked that.
I don't get it. I'm blown away that there's... From my aspect, we'll go ahead and just jump into the remakes now. Just go ahead and get into that talk.
Right.
I watched the trailer. I looked at it. And I was like, there's no talk of Mega Evolution in this trailer. And I like Mega Evolution a lot.
Yeah.
So I went and looked at the Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire remakes to see if they had Mega Evolutions in the announcement trailer. And they did. So I'm thinking there aren't any Mega Evolutions in this. I'll have to go and look at the Let's Go Eevee, Let's Go Pikachu to see if they have Mega Evolutions in their trailer. But I'm starting to think there's not going to be any Mega Evolutions in this game. And that would disappoint me because I like those a lot.
Yeah.
But you got what you wanted, you know?
So on the same token as that, I just got done playing Pokemon X. That is chibi style. That literally looks how this, very similar to this Diamond and Pearl remake.
I think the Diamond and Pearl remake looks a little bit better than X and Y, but it is a similar style.
I'm talking about art style. They're both chibi. And I think that's the main one. They don't like the chibi look. They wanted something more. I don't know. What was Alpha and Omega, Ruby Sapphire chibi?
I mean, it was the same. It was the exact same design as X and Y. I don't know how chibi they are. I mean, I definitely look like Link's Awakening and these remakes as chibi. I don't consider those super chibi, but they have a lot of similar characteristics to chibi art, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, the art style changes too. Like, you get in a battle and it just looks like Gen 8. Yeah, you know?
That's true.
So, I don't know.
I mean,
I'm confused.
I'm not. I mean, we knew this.
Yeah, we knew again, people would be mad.
It goes back to this. At this point, it's a game. It's like, it's not, is Twitter going to be mad? It's,
why are they going to be mad?
Yeah, let's try to guess. Okay, this is hard. Like, they got what they wanted, but let's pick out what they're going to be mad about.
Maybe they're mad because they didn't get more of what they wanted. I'm confused.
I don't know.
I mean, literally, all my timeline has been for the longest time, and our podcast timeline too, has just been people Sinnoh remake, Sinnoh remake, Sinnoh remake. I want Sinnoh remake. Give me Sinnoh remake. And then Sinnoh remake happens. And so I don't understand how. I mean, maybe it's just a smaller group. Maybe it's not the vast majority.
Right.
And hopefully that's the case. It's just a vocal minority. But I don't understand how, I got what I want.
Now I'm mad.
Let's be mad. Now let's be mad.
So on the same topic is that one thing that this Pokemon Presents did solidify for me is that as finicky and zigzaggy as you like to say, Nintendo and even just Pokemon, just these Nintendo titles, and again, specifically Nintendo as a company, can be, they do have some predictability. And what some. I mean by that is
very little, but some.
They're not going to come out with, you know, Pokemon Black and White remakes. That people were speculating remakes of Johto. And just, I get
another,
the Let's Go.
Just another remake of Johto.
Another remake of Johto. But they're going to go in order. I mean, look at the past. Look at four. It makes sense that there might be a Let's Go Johto. A Let's Go Johto. But yeah, that's one thing I'm glad I can kind of take hold, kind of grasp at, and kind of not predict, but like, okay, I have a good feel. Like, what's going to come next? Most likely Black and White.
Right.
Remakes. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And I think those will be pretty interesting. But I guess we can go ahead and move on to the last thing that was discussed.
Yeah, let's
Pokemon,
do it.
Yeah, Pokemon Legends Arceus. That looked pretty interesting. Now I had seen the leak already on Twitter before the present came out. So I had an idea that this might be coming.
Right.
But when you actually saw the trailer, it was pretty cool. It seems like there's only going to be one town because it takes place in like an ancient kind of Sinnoh.
Yeah.
And you don't even have region starters. You have Cyndaquil, Rowlet, and Oshawott as your potential starting picks. And that was pretty cool. And you just run I think so. Because it makes sense. Like, hey, if this is a new land, it hasn't, like, they haven't discovered what the starters will be for that land yet. In theory, you'll be able to catch them during the game.
Exactly. And I sent you that tweet of someone saying, well, maybe now I have a chance to find some more fire Pokemon in this region.
Figure out why they went extinct.
Yeah.
So many years later. Yeah. It's so strange how, but that's a story for another time.
Okay. Again, this I think blew everyone's mind, and I did get the leak. I need to not follow Pokemon or mute them when
you should
the
do
topic
that.
Like it's they need to fix it. I think like they should not like allow leaks in the but it'd be hard to decide. Anyway, I don't know.
I like the leaks. I get why people don't like the leaks.
Yeah,
I think ultimately for the people who don't want leaks, it comes down to just to muting those certain things and not being there.
Right.
Because there are other people who there are people who do want to see it. They just want to know what's happening, you know.
Well, follow those accounts. Just follow those accounts.
That's the thing. But now you're relying on everybody to not retweet those accounts and for it to not trickle onto your timeline one way or another.
Exactly, and that's where the muting comes to play. But
yeah.
So, you know, I did see it. I was skeptical, but people were skeptical. But I was looking at it and I'm like, this looks too legitimate. Like the literal video looked like official. For it to be like someone created it and it wasn't true. So I was like, okay, let's see. And they came out with it. Pokemon Legends Arceus. Very, very interesting. I will say, just to play a devil's advocate, because again, Pokemon is my number one, I think my number one series. Nintendo just in general. I think I've kind of been discovering that as I've been playing through each of the Pokemon games this year. I just finished X. I played Emerald at the end of 2020. Played Diamond in January 2021. I'll be going on to Pokemon Black. And I played Sword and Shield. Like, Sun. I'm close to finishing them all. So, I'm definitely in. This is the perfect opportunity to get a Pokemon Presents. Because I am in the middle of just Pokemon. To play Devil's Advocate, though. It did look a little bare bones.
That's what I am iffy about too. It, like, there is such a thing as having too much world with nothing in it, you know?
And I will say, like, in Sword and Shield in the wild area, you had these ginormous Pokemon, and their size really didn't match, like, the landscape, and it really filled in those places. Like, the trailer for this, the trailer for Arceus, all I was seeing was, like, small Pokemon and, like, just vast land.
Yeah, just vast land, and it was cool, you know, you seem like you can catch without battling and stuff like that, but... Yeah, I am a little worried about just there being too much world and not enough, you know, stuff in the world. I mean, it's already kind of been figured out that there's only going to be one town in the game.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, I think Game Freak is putting a lot of effort into this game because, yeah. I mean, they outsourced the Gen 4 remakes to another company.
Right.
Fingers crossed that works, you know? It's always a little iffy when you outsource these types of things. But, I mean, they're putting their full effort, it seems like, into making this game.
One of the things I thought was interesting is this Diamond and Pearl remake is coming late 2021. And then this Arceus is coming early 2022. We're going to have I think someone said this could potentially be like the smallest gap where two big Pokemon games come out.
Yeah, I mean, you can have, I think you're probably going to see like a turnaround of this in probably like 4 months. Yeah. I mean, early 2022 makes me think quarter one. So
yeah, that's March the latest.
Yeah. And then... Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking probably November is when the Gen 4 remakes come out.
Yeah, before Black Friday, all that.
Right, before Black Friday, and a lot of time to lead up to the holidays and whatnot. So I think you're not going to see too much time in between these coming out. I mean, there probably will be people who haven't even beat the Gen 4 remakes by the time Arceus comes out.
True. So yeah, it's interesting. I mean, again, I might have a little skepticism, but by no means, even if it is a quote unquote bad experience, I am going to get the full amount of joy from this Pokemon Legends Arceus. Like, I'm going to have a fantastic time. And honestly, thinking back to Breath of the Wild, and they did that well, map design, just everything. They did that well, and of course, you see games, especially like Arceus, where they're, you know, kind of taking that and creating their own. But Zelda was, Breath of the Wild was kind of hard to get in, you know, into that game for me because I knew how vast it was, but right. with it more of an unfamiliar title, because at that point, I think it was my only second or third Zelda game. Mm-hmm. This is going to be my, like, 10th Pokemon game, or 10th Pokemon game I play at this point. Like, I'm going to be familiar with it. This is my number one series. Like, I'm going to enjoy it.
I will say this, though, because lately you've been complaining about how formulaic these games can be.
Right.
This should definitely break that.
I agree with you, and one thing I did discover is Pokemon X broke that formula a bit for me, just because, again, the new coat of paint, the animation, like, it was just a newer game, and I think that's kind of where I'm finding myself is I'm leaning towards these newer Pokemon games to really find my joy in, because these older ones with the pixel art and, yeah, trainer battles and grinding, it's not really cutting it for me, but these newer games, I mean, it's right up my alley. So, but yes, it does break the norm. And I'm playing Pokemon Colosseum right now, another Pokemon game that has broken the norm. And you, again, in Pokemon Colosseum, you start out with, you know, Umbreon and Espeon at level 26 and 25,
right.
Like right in the middle. Like, but I love that. Like, I don't have to, you know, pick a starter, level up, catch all these. Like, we're just going to start kind of like, we're going to start you ahead and then you go forward. So I'm all for it.
Yeah, it's definitely pretty. It's definitely pretty interesting to see what they'll do with this. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it as well. And I mean, looks like State of Plays, Directs, Presents, they might be back.
Yeah. I know the next thing that seems to be on the horizon is this Xbox event. And if that happens, well, you'll probably get another episode like this with us talking about it if it interests us. But I think that's going to wrap it up for this episode.
Yes, it is. It'll wrap us up. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at PYW Podcast, Instagram at The PYW Podcast, and Twitch at Playing Your Way All One Word. And we'll see you next time for another bonus episode when we get another announcement.
See you then. Bye.